That accommodation, we're back on the record with Appeal 21-016. Mr. Grivno, my apologies. I believe I interrupted you. you may remember where you were, or Ms. Kaler, I didn't know if you want to recommence with restating the question.
We were discussing
this. Yes. So let's see here. I believe when we left off, Mr. Griffithall, you were referring to Ocean Star Exhibit 12, page 3, and you were summarizing your testimony regarding roof height and green roofs. I believe that's where we were.
Yeah, thank you. And actually, I appreciated the break. I was able to I had one of the numbers wrong. The high roof that you see in this view, which is the parapet that you see sort of in the left hand side of the rendered image of the new home, that's actually at 144, not at 142. And the rest of the proposed roofs are all at a minimum 2 feet. Some approaching 3 feet lower than that. So again, even at 144, that is 2 feet lower than what the zoning code would allow at 146. And then the majority of the roofs are, 2 feet plus 2 feet or 3 feet is 4 to 5 feet lower than the allowable heights in these locations.
Thank you.
And then the green roofs, again, if there is any view of the roofs from the park, you can sort of almost start to glance them. The home on the west side of the property, right below the telephone pole in this view, you can start to see some of the flat roof there. Again, part of the mitigation is beautifying those roofs with the green roof, whether they're intensive or whatever type of green roof is to be determined and will be designed during the building permit stage. But the intent is to have green roofs.
Thank you. So, in addition to having the buildings be under height and having them have green roofs, I'd like to discuss briefly the design intent shown here with vegetation screening. Can you briefly discuss that?
Yeah, well, I'm not the landscape architect. We did set the design intent and had lengthy conversations both with the owners and the landscape architect about the plantings between the proposed structures and the Japanese park. I will state without any ambiguity that the design intent is as shown. These plantings are not intended, as some have previously testified, to grow up to 25 feet. That is not the intent. The intent is to provide a landscape sort of buffer between the park and these private residences to provide a measure of privacy to the outdoor areas and buildings themselves. Between the park and the structures, the intent is not to have a 25-foot high impenetrable wall. That is, I take distinct exception to the characterization of Ulis and Seattle. I like this diagram. I think adequately demonstrates the proposed improvements to the view. We are not proposing I think we're proposing to improve the view. That's my opinion.
Thank you. And then just turning back to the plan set, City Exhibit 4, page 11 of the site section we have discussed, has been some discussion about setting the building farther back and down the hill from the park. Is that something you have built into the design?
As I previously testified, the minimum setback from the park would be, actually under the CUP guidelines, we could do a zero lot line setback. We could actually build right up to the property line. There's significant disadvantages to that. The building would, if I could put I could put this diagram of the house sort of on, you know, on a roller coaster, and we just sort of, you know, up the hill adjacent to the property line, the height of the house would increase by a proportional amount. And instead of being, you know, 2 to 4 feet or so above the low point of grade at the property line, it would be, you know, 10 to 16 feet. It would be a wall. So we've positioned the house down the hill enough so that there is clear and abundant views over the tops of these structures from the viewpoint. But far enough up and away from the Admiral's house so that we can create enough distance and buffer and planting between the two to sort of clearly designate the landmarked portion of the site from the proposed development site.
Thank you. And so I'd like to move on and discuss the view covenant that we heard some testimony about. And so when designing this home, did you consider the view covenant?
I did.
Since that time, have you have you reviewed the view covenant?
I have.
And does anything about the covenant change your opinion about the design?
No, the view covenant is very clear in its language. It is for existing and proposed vegetation. As heard in previous testimony, there are significant exceptions for certain plantings. And it's my opinion that the plantings that are proposed between, you know, that has been an issue with the plantings between the proposed structures and our slope ductings. Meet those exceptions. They're there for mitigation, they're there for slope stability, while they may not technically comply with the line and the height, they do comply with what I understand the regulations of that view covenant to be. Likewise, the view covenant does not address structures, and so I see no restriction or prohibition against a structure.
Thank you. And I'd just like to pull the view covenant up here and talk about a couple specific items with you. Looks like I didn't have it pulled up here before, so now I do. So looking at the view covenant, looking specifically in the recitals at paragraph C, do you see in line, let's see, 2, 3, starting in the third line and running, I guess, to the rest of that paragraph, that the view covenant is intended to benefit the grantor's property?
Yes.
And do you believe that the plantings here accomplish that goal?
Yes.
And you mentioned some exemptions. I just wanted to make sure we know where those are in the view covenant. I'm looking at paragraph 1. And it runs from page 2 of the view covenant down to the top of page 3. You had mentioned, I believe, slope stability. Is the sentence that runs from the top of page 2 to the bottom of page 3 the exemption that you were referring to in that testimony?
That's correct.
Okay. And then I'm going to scroll, apologies for scrolling on Zoom, it can be a little dizzying, but I'm going to scroll down to some of the attachments here. And I am looking at the page 13 of the PDF. In page 13 of the PDF, can you describe what's shown here?
This is a plan view of the view corridor mapped onto the Admiral Admiral's House property.
And did you in your office prepare a image showing where that corridor would fall in relation to the project?
No.
Gonna turn your attention. Let's see here.
Oh, is that it? Maybe I did.
there's quite a few exhibits floating around here. So I'd like to turn your attention to Ocean Star Exhibit 10.
Oh yes, thank you. I thought you were referring to the application materials and the approved plan set.
Ah, yes. Apology. I was not clear. Yes, I will say, prepared for this hearing. Did you prepare this exhibit?
Yes, we did.
Thank you. All right, and I will try and zoom in a little bit so that we can see what's being depicted. Can you describe here where that corridor is in relation to the project?
Yeah, so the corridor in this plan view of the site and proposed development, there are two diagonal red lines flanking the Admiral's House and sort of in a conical shape back up towards first look at its viewpoint. That diagram that we saw in the view covenant map about you the proposed project.
I realized I had forgotten to ask for admission of Ocean Star Exhibit 12, which were the renderings, so I'd like to do that now.
Any objection?
Objection.
Exhibit 12 is admitted.
And I'd like to ask for admission of Ocean Star Exhibit 10, which is the exhibit we're looking at.
Objection.
10 is admitted.
And then also looking at Ocean Star Exhibit 9, can you describe what is being depicted here?
Yeah, this is the landscape mitigation planting plan that was previously discussed in previous testimony. The view covenant corridor is mapped over it again. It's the black diagonal lines flanking the Admiral's House in a slight conical shape moving up towards the viewpoint.
All right, and I would like to move to admit Ocean Star Exhibit 9.
Objection.
That was no objection?
Correct.
9 is admitted.
And to be clear, I would like to make sure that the record's clear that if any sort of application of landscape to the view corridor would only apply to the area contained within those lines between the property line and the Admiral's House. Everything outside of that is not subject to the view covenant requirements.
So I'll return to that here in a moment. We heard some testimony yesterday from different witnesses about the view right up there at the fence line, as opposed to the view from the point that is shown here on Exhibit 12, page 3. Can you comment on why this location was selected for this rendering?
This depicts how the view from a much larger portion of the viewpoint will be greatly improved. If you could go to the existing photograph, and it sort of depicts why people go down to the fence. All of that existing vegetation that you see on the site in the right of this, which is proposed to be removed and improve the view. The reason they have to go down to the fence is because currently that's where it is. We're going to widen that view and improve it so that much more of the park will be able to enjoy the view, and people won't necessarily have to go down to the fence and to get a better view. So I my opinion is we're greatly improving the view experience from the viewpoint park with this project.
Thank you. I'm just going to ask you to respond to a couple other items that were raised in previous testimony. And let me make sure I'm pulling up the document that I want to show you. So I'm going to share my screen, and I'm looking at, well, no, I guess I won't. There we go. I'm going to share my screen, and what I'm showing you is one of the illustrative exhibits that Mr. Mooring discussed. I just wanted to clarify with you, we've already talked about the vegetation, probably don't need to talk about that anymore, but he has drawn in a new power line across the view here. Is that proposed as part of the project?
No. Not for them, no. We're proposed to underground all the utilities. It's clearly something, if you look at City Exhibit 4, there's a set of civil drawings which provide utilities and locations and whatnot.
And so I'm showing you City Exhibit 4. It's PDF, page 27, but...
Yeah, actually, scroll back down.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
3.0, or do we want, we actually want the next sheet, don't we?
No, you have the right one.
Oh, I have the right one.
There it is. If you zoom in, there's a note that says underground overhead power.
I've just accidentally added a sticky note, which I didn't want to do. And I will zoom in. Are we looking at the note that is immediately above the property line?
That is correct. That is that note is pointing to how the power is proposed to enter the proposed residences. It will come from that pole, and then will be drawn below. Obviously, during the building permit phase, we will need to get a permit from Dell Parks to do that work.
Thank you. Just to address a couple other issues, I'm sorry, there was some noise in the background where I am. I apologize for that. I wanted to ask you about a couple other items that we heard in testimony yesterday and today. So first, starting with some of the testimony that we heard yesterday, I'm going to ask you to refer to page 10 of City Exhibit 4, which is the site plan. Mr. Mooring identified a number of suggested alternatives or mitigation measures that he was proposing. The first one was to move the project west about 20 feet and south about 15 to 20 feet. Did you hear that testimony?
I did.
And can you respond?
Yeah, there's a number of complications with that that I would not recommend. First and foremost, I've heard a lot of concern about sort of adjacency to the Admiral's house. Clearly moving the structure closer to the Admiral's house would just exacerbate that concern. We have struck a balance, again, as I previously discussed, between, you know, siting the structures away from the Admiral's house, but far more down to maintain views. My other concern is actually moving the house, there would be more tree impacts. More trees would need to be removed and then mitigated for code favors keeping trees. The other concern is it would actually increase the intrusion into this to the steep slope. We are currently under the allowable 30% intrusion of the steep slope area. I believe we're right about 27%. But if we move the house, it would necessitate lengthening the driveway. And just that act alone and lengthening the driveway would add disturbance area and impacts to the steep slopes. Furthermore, one of the reasons we chose not to site the homes further to the west as proposed or down, in the geotechnical study, it was identified in the very western portion of the site, essentially about 5 feet or so off where the proposed structures are going to the west property line and extending over the property line, is an area of historical movement in the slope. And best practices from a geotechnical engineering point of view, it was recommended that we avoid that area for any proposed construction. And so for numerous reasons, I cannot recommend that Mr. Mooring's suggestion.
Turning to his second suggestion, which I think he himself discussed, but he did mention removing the top floor of the project. Is that feasible with the project goals?
No.
And why not?
The project goals is to achieve a certain, in architecture there's a program that is provided by the homeowner, and an architectural program is a list of needs and requirements for structure. These homeowners provided us with that program. It outlines number of rooms, size, and the needs for their single-family residence. If we remove the third floor, we would then have to put that somewhere else on the site, and it would likely expand the footprint of the buildings. The most efficient way to minimize footprint and intrusion into steep slopes areas like this is to stack things up. So I couldn't recommend that as an alternative.
His third suggestion was to take some of the dirt removed for the project and put it up in the park. Can you respond to that?
OceanStar does not own the park. They have no right or ability to put their excavated materials onto the park. That's outside the scope of the CUP. While I'm not a geotechnical engineer, my understanding of slope stability is surcharging at top of a landslide prone area, which, let me remind everyone that this entire property is mapped as landslide prone. surcharging at the top of a hill like that would probably not be a good idea, and I would be interested to know what a geotechnical engineer's opinion of that is. I wouldn't recommend it to my.
And then finally, his suggestion was to restrict the height of the landscaping. And I believe you've already testified. I don't want to have you repeat yourself, but particularly along the property line, is that consistent with the design intent already?
Yeah, I've testified to the design intent. The design intent is to provide adequate plantings for ECA concerns is slope stability, as well as providing modicum of privacy to the properties. Again, the design intent is not to have towering trees and impeding views.
Turning to Ms. Keith's testimony. She testified, I think, to a couple different suggestions. First, similarly, she testified about the proximity of the buildings to the property line, and again, don't want to have you repeat yourself, but are the buildings already set back substantially more than would be required by the zoning code?
Yes.
and she testified about the shore pines, and let me just find our exhibit here. Here we go. So looking at Ocean Star Exhibit 9, which shows the corridor on the view and landscape maintenance covenant. I'm gonna zoom in. And your understanding, well, let me just ask you, do you know where those shore pines are that she was mentioning?
Yes, I believe they are labeled Planus Contorta on this plan, and they are the, there's several sprinkled throughout the planting plan. I believe she was discussing the ones to the north and west of the western residents in this plan.
Are those outside that view corridor identified in the easement?
Yes.
And I know you're not the landscape architect, so I'm not asking you to comment from that perspective, but another suggestion of hers is that there would be no trees behind the buildings and only shrubs lower than 3 feet. From a design perspective, as an architect, is that something you would recommend here?
No, again, it's a public park. There's been some previous history concerns, of, as it's well documented in the media, about park use that maybe we're not all proud of. But I would recommend that a minimum, you know, 6 foot high sort of screen buffer just for privacy from the park for the residents would be appropriate.
How would that also benefit the park in terms of screening the homes?
I believe so. I mean, who wants to look into somebody's backyard while they're, you know, their kids are running around in their underwear? I don't think that's appropriate.
Okay. So I'm going to move now to a discussion of the Admiral's House. And Mrs. Zaylor, I think we have a decent amount of additional testimony from this witness. Happy to proceed on, but I do see it's 12:25, so just wanted to inquire whether you want me to go ahead and move through this witness or whether you want to take a lunch break.
Yeah, thank you. Would the parties like to take a lunch break now at 12:25? I kind of would. All right. Okay. So it's 12:25. We will reconvene at 1:25. Anything that we need to address procedurally before we adjourn? Nope. Okay. We'll reconvene at 1:25. Thank you all.
Thank you.
Thank you.